Today's shir is Masech to Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud. We will begin on Daf Kuf Tesam Beis, seven lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Hai man de bol achivya. If somebody swallowed a snake, luch le kishusa v'melka, he should be fed haps with salt, v'lirate t'las amile, and then he should run for 3 mil. It says the Gemara, Rav Simi bar Ashi chazi lehu gavra, Rav Simi bar Ashi saw this individual, de bol achivya, that indeed had swallowed a snake, idmalei kaparsha, and Rav Simi bar Ashi appeared to him like a horseman. He disguised himself like a horseman, uchle kishusa b'milcha, and he fed him haps with salt. The reason he disguised himself this way was that, like that, he'll do whatever he says. V'arte kamei t'las amilei, and then he made him run for 3 mil. And pieces of the snake exited his body. Ikadamri, Rav Simi ba'ashi balachivya. It was Rav Simi ba'asi who had swallowed a snake. Os Elio in Meleka Parasha. And it was Elio Novi that came and disguised himself like a horseman. Och Keshusa bin Melcha. And he made Rav Simi ba'ashi eat haps with salt. Va'arte kamei t'los amilei. And he made him run for 3 mil, for nafkamine, and then exited from Rav Simi bar Ashi, gubi, pieces of the snake. Says the Gemara, Haiman de tarke chivya, as somebody who was bitten by a snake, lase ubra de chamra chavirta, he should get the embryo of a white donkey, velikriye, and tear it apart, veloisve alei, and then sit on it, vahani mili. But this is only effective the loy ishkacha treifa, where the donkey was now found to be treif. The Pesach Tshuva in Evan Ezer Simon Yud Zayin Sifkot and Tzadik Beis asks the question that the Gemara Masech de Yevamos Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us that if somebody fell into a pit full of snakes, we could be certain that he passed away. So how? Because it was bitten by a snake. So why over here do we seem to learn that you could survive a snake bite? So he says that there, it's the Gemara Masech Yevamos is referring to a situation where there are many snakes. So he'll get, unfortunately, many snake bites. Somebody who gets many snake bites, Chazal said, cannot survive. Also, the Pesach Tshuva wants to suggest that the pit that's being referred there to is a pit that has nechoshim v'akrabim. A pit that has nechoshim v'akrabim is a pit that a person cannot survive in. But if it only has a snake, maybe he could survive. Says the Gemara, Hahu b'akosha de pimpadisa. There was an officer, a king, somebody who worked for the government, the Tarke Chivya, that was bitten by a snake, have a Teles Chamri Chavarta of Pampadisa, and there were 13 white donkeys of Pampadisa, Karina Lakula, and he tore them all open to try to see if he could have a refuah, as the Gemara just identified, Vishtaku Trefa, but all 13 donkeys turned out to be Trefa. But then he saw there was one more white donkey on the other side of Pampadisa. Ada Azli, until they went Maisala to bring that donkey to see what they could do, Achleyari, the donkey was eaten by a lion. Amma Rabaya, so Abaya said that, as Tosfos points out, that there's something unusual here. 13 donkeys were open, they're all treif, one more donkey, and then before they could get to it, it's eaten by a lion. There's something unusual here. What must have happened here was, Dilma Chivya de Rabbanan Tarkei, he was bitten by the snake of the Rabbanan, the Lesleya Susa. For such a situation, there is no cure. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Ufoyer Itzgeder, is somebody who goes against what the Chacham said, Yishkana Nechash. Amalei, and they said in Rebbe, actually, this is exactly what happened. The Kinoch Nafshi de Rav, when Rav passed away, Goz Rabbi Yitzchak Babisna, that Rabbi Yitzchak Abisna made a gzeira, the leka delmenta os vegidm lebei halula, that no one should bring different flowers and hadassim that they used to bring to a wedding, because to participate and to feel for the terrible tsar of the ptira of Rav. Ozel ihu, and he ignored this takana that the Rabbanan made, and he ozel ihu amti as v'gidme l'bei halula b'tavla. He went and brought these different flowers to a wedding, and he brought them with bells. And he just violated what the Chazal made up. And because of that, Take Chivya, he was bitten by a snake or missed, and he ultimately died. And the Sefer Eini Yitzchak explains why indeed is someone who violates what Chazal say deserving of getting bitten by a snake. So he says, the Pasuk says that Hashem told Adam HaRishon, "Ume'etz hadas v'ro lo'soich l'menu." Don't eat from Deitz Hadas. And we know, as Adam HaRishon said to his wife, Chava, don't just eat from this tree, don't touch it. And then the Nachash went and pushed Chava against the tree. Nothing happened. And that's why the Nachash was able to say to Chava, just like nothing happens when you touch the tree, nothing will happen when you'll eat from the tree. So all of the Averis and all of the tzoris that the Nachash caused for Klal Yisrael began because he violated a gzeira. He violated a safeguard that Adam HaRishon had tried to establish. So that's what the Pasuk says, or pirates get there. Somebody else who violates any safeguards that Chazal, any takonis that Chazal give us, the Ishkanu Nachash is deserving of death. Says the Gemara, Hayman de Karchi Chivya. Somebody around whom a snake wraps himself, Linchas Lamayim, should go into the water, Lischuk de Kulei Resha, and put a basket upside down over his head, over the head of the snake, Filhat Kimenei, and push it away from him. He should put down the basket slowly, putting it between him and the snake, so the snake should crawl on top of the basket. If he'll grab the snake with his hand or push it forcefully, it's going to bite him. And now when the snake has crawled onto the basket, he should throw that basket into the water, and he should reeve the water and run away. If somebody sees that there's a snake that's trying to run after him, if there is somebody else with him, Likvei Arbar Gamidei, the companion should put this person who the snake is chasing on top of him, so the snake should lose the scent of this victim that he's trying to get. Viloi, and if he can't do so, Lishva Nagra, he should jump over a ditch of water. Viloi, Lavanara, he should cross a river. All these are places to separate him from the snake where the snake can't get him. Ubalila, at night, Leisvei Lepuria Arba Chavita, he should put his bed on top of four barrels. The four legs of his bed should be put on top of four barrels. V'nigne be'kuchovei, he should sleep outdoors under the stars. V'leisei Arba Shunrei, and he should bring four cats. V'lesrina be'arba carry the puria, and he should tie these cats to the legs of the bed. V'leisei Shafchei, he should bring twigs. V'lishdei Hasam, and leave the twigs around the bed. The kishame kale, so when the cats hear the sound of the snake approaching the bed, achlele will eat up the snake and get rid of him. Hayman derada basrei, if somebody's being chased by a snake, larta bechalta, he should run where it's sandy, because it's difficult for the snake to be able to move there. Like that, he'll be able to run away from the snake. If a woman sees a snake, and she doesn't know, if the snake wants to attack her or not, tishloch mono, she should take off her clothing, and throw him in front of the snake. if she sees that the snake is winding itself around the clothing, it's obvious that data lava, the snake is trying to attack her, is thinking about her. Viloy, but if it ignores the clothing, she has nothing to worry about, because lo yadata lava, the snake is not thinking about her. Maita kanta, if she sees that the snake is trying to, is intending to attack her, is thinking about her, to shamish kamei, he says that she should have relations in front of the snake, and that will cause the snake not to want to have anything to do with her. Ikad amri, but the different version says, koshkein, the takif layitzrei, if the snake sees her having relations in front of him, it will only get him more excited. Al tishkem emazi v'tufra, she should take her hair and her nails, v'tishdebe, and throw it in front of him, v'tema, she should say, dishtanana, amanida, and that will chase him away. In fact, I saw that Rashi explained that that's a lachash, and dishtana stands for derech noshim. The dalid is derech, the shin is noshim, derech noshim ali. And in fact, I saw that the Megala Mukis says a beautiful pshat. We all remember the story in the Torah where after Yaakov Avinu was leaving the home of Lavan, and Rachel took the trophim, took the Avodah Zarah of Lavan, and Rachel was sitting, and she didn't get up. And what she said to Lavan was, excuse me for not getting up, derech noshimli. Again, Lavan represents, says the Megala Mukis, the koyach hatumah in the Welt, and in the world. And Lavan was coming to chase after Rachel. And Rachel learned from us that how do you get a snake, how do you get the koyach tumah away? By saying dishtana, by saying derech noshimli. So we had here a very fundamental machlokes. What should this woman do? Should this woman have relations in front of the snake, or just the opposite? So the Chida explains this machlokes. He says that we know that what got the snake by the Aveira with Adam and Chava to go after them, because he saw them having relations. And that's why he wanted to have relations with Chava, and the rest we know the history. So says, the Chida says, the first mandamin says that when the Nochash, when the snake sees human beings having relations, he realizes what happened to him. All the curses that the Pasuk says came to the Nochash all came because he watched human beings having relations. So that chases him away. Dikad Amri says that we see that the Nochash already has a propensity that when he sees human beings have relations, that causes him to want them to do Averis. So whenever there's a human being, so the worst thing you could ever do, he says, in front of a snake, is have relations. Says the Gemara, he it's the aisle by Chivya. There was a woman who, a snake entered her body. If a woman has a snake entering her body, and she wants to get the snake out of him, what should she do? Lifsela, she should part her leg, the lifts, she should be made to sit on two barrels. The lasri bisra shmena, and one should bring fatty meat, the lishdre grumra, and put the fatty meat on top of coals. The lais agar the tachli, and they should bring a basket of cress, the chamer rischena, and fragrant wine, the lois for hosam, and put them there. For the triktina bahadi hadadi, he should mix the wine and the cress together. For linkat safsa biyade, and the woman should hold a pair of tongs in her hand. The kimerich recha, so when the snake smells the aroma, nafik vasi, he'll come out of her body. For lishkale, and she should take that snake, for lekle benera, and burn it in a fire. Diloi, because if she doesn't do so, hadalavei, it will go back to her. So we learned in the Mishnah, the kala oichlim kala mashkin, that a person could eat and drink. If he's not eating and drinking, l'tzorich refuah, if that's not his goal. So ask the Gemara, kala oichlim, when the Mishnah says, kala oichlim l'suya mai, what are we trying to learn with that? It says the Gemara, l'suya t'chol l'shnayim. We're coming to learn from here that spleen, which is a cure for one's teeth, for kashina l'bnei ma'ayim, and eating kashinim, which is a cure for one's intestines. And as the Rishonim explain, that even though these foods are good, even though these foods are good for one purpose and not good for another purpose, so it becomes obvious that a person is eating those foods only l'tzorech refuah. And as we've been discussing, something which is done expressly l'tzorech refuah may not be eaten on Shabbos, teaches us the Gemara that since healthy people also eat these foods, so since healthy people also eat these foods, it's not obvious that it's being eaten l'tzorech refuah and therefore may be eaten on Shabbos. And that's the halacha in Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Ches Sif Mem Zayin. As long as you could say that the food is being eaten as a regular food that people eat, then people eat it, then you may eat it. The question is, how obvious does it have to be that it's not L'tzarech Refuah? So the Mishnah Berurah in Shimon Shin Ches Sif Katan Kuf Yud Zayin says that even if it's obvious that you're eating the food L'tzarech Refuah, still, since what you're eating is in the category of a food, that is a good enough reason that you could eat that food on Shabbos. Kol HaMashkim, the Mishnah spoke about Kol HaMashkim, L'suya Mei Tzlofim B'chaymetz. Water in which capers have been soaked that are taken with vinegar. Again, it was a food, but it was also something that wasn't always eaten. But still, it's enough, since sometimes healthy people eat it, that you should be allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Amalei Ravina L'Rova. Ma'al Lishtas Mei Reglayim B'Shabbos. Could somebody drink urine on Shabbos? Amalei Tanina Kolamashk Shaisa. Anything that's in the category of a beverage that healthy people sometimes drink. However, Umei Reglayim L'Shasa Inchi. You never find healthy people drinking urine. Since you never find healthy people drinking urine, there's no heter to drink urine on Shabbos. Again, of course, we're talking about a situation where it's not sakonas nefashos. Chutz mei dekolim, the Mishnah says you can't drink water of palm trees. Tana, but there's a different version that says chutz mei dekarim, that you're not allowed to drink mei dekarim. Says the Gemara, man de tana mei dekarim, the one who calls it mei dekarim, shein doikrim et samora, the water from the palm trees attacks the gallbladder. They come out between two palm trees. And as the Rishonim explain, there's really no machlokes here. The two versions of the Gemara, one calls it between what it does, it causes the gallbladder to get attacked, and one is because it comes from the decolum. My may decolum, Omer Rabba Bar Bruno, Tati Taloi Ika B'Marova, there are two palm trees in Eretz Yisrael, V'nafka Ena D'Mai B'Nayu, and there's a spring of water between these two trees, Kasa Kama Marpi, the first cup of water that one drinks from this water, it loosens up the bowels, Idach Mishal Sho, the third causes diarrhea, the second causes diarrhea, Idach, the third, Keicha Da'ayla Hechanafki. It comes into the body and out of the body. You can't tell the difference. That's how much it opens up the system. Amal Ula, Ladi Shasi Shakra de Bavloi. I drank beer from Bavel, Umal Menayu, and it's more effective than the palm tree water. V'hu Deloi Rogel Bei Arbon Yomim. If it's only effective if you didn't drink it, if you didn't drink beer for 40 days. That's how Rashi learns. The Ran learns, it's not that you didn't drink beer for 40 days, you didn't drink that type of beer for 40 days. Rav Yosef Omer, Zeisim HaMitzrim, that this made the column is the Zeisim HaMitzri. Telasa Yisara, it's a third barley, the Telasa Kortami, and it's a third made up of Kortami, saffron, the Telasa Milcha, and a third salt. A Papa Amma, Tulsa Chiti, it's a third wheat, the Tulsa Kurtim, and a third salt, the Tulsa Milcha, and a third a third saffron, a tulsa milk, and a third salt. So says the Gemara of Siman to remember who holds what in terms of the recipe for this food is Sisoni. We have the word Sisoni that has the word that has the letter Samach in it twice. Reb Yosef, who has the letter Samach in his name, and Sari, that has that same sound, that's the way to remember that Reb Yosef is the one that says it was made with Sa'arim. V'shosle be'tifchel atzarta, and you drink this potion between Pesach and Shavuos, the comet, somebody who's constipated, marpile, it will loosen his bowels, or the rafi, and somebody who's suffering from diarrhea, cometle, it will close up his bowels. The Mishnah spoke about kais ikrin. Ask the Gemara, my kais ikrin. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Lysa miskel zuzu kum Alexandria, should bring a zuz weight of Alexandria gum that comes out of the sap of the trees. Umiskel zuzu gavigila, and a zuz weight of alum. Umiskel zuzu kurka marishka, and a zuz weight of a type of a saffron. Velishkinen behade adodi, and grind them together. Lazava, for a woman who is suffering from being a zava, she's having an abnormal flow, tulsa b'chamra, she should take these ingredients and mix these three ingredients should be mixed with wine, v'lei ma'akra, but it won't chas v'shalom make a sterile, lirukna, for somebody who's suffering from jaundice, train b'shichra, she could take two of these ingredients. The way the Rishonim explain is take any two of the three ingredients and mix it with beer or miakar, but it will cause sterility, a subject that we'll discuss soon about. Lazava, so the Gemara goes back. Tulsa b'chamra, we should take all three ingredients, mix them with wine, and the Gemara says v'loy ma'akra, and it won't cause sterility. V'loy, and if that doesn't work, laisa tulsa, she should bring three Kivzizi Shamchi Parsoi, three kafizi of Persian onions, the Nishlik Bechamra, boil them in wine, the Nishkia and give her to drink, the name of the Kumizovich, and tell her, get up from your zeal. Viloi, Loisva Prashas Drachim, the woman should sit at the Prashas Drachim at the crossroads, the Linka to Kasa Chamra Biyada, and she should hold a cup of wine in her hand, the Laisa Inchim and Achroina, and a person should come up behind her, velivisa, and frighten her, velemla kumazavech. By frightening her, that's how she'll get out of the ziva. Viloy, leisa buna de kamona, bring a fistful of cumin, ubuna de marika, a fistful of saffron, ubina de shvav lilisa, and a fistful of fungicide creek, venishlik bechamra, boil them in wine, venashkia, and give it to her to drink, venemla kumizavech. Viloy, Lysa sheet and sheet donna, bring 60 seals, clay seals of a barrel, Velishvi, and smear them on her. Velaimeloi, kum mizavech, get up. Viloi, Lysa pashtina, bring pashtina. It's a type of herb that doesn't grow upwards, Rashi says, but spreads over the ground. Velishlik bechamra, boil it in wine. Velishvi, smear it on her. Velaimeloi, kum mizavech. Viloy, laisa chernuna de negisa remusa, bring a measure that of this bush that grows near the thorn bushes, velikle, burn it, velaisa bishacha de kitna bekaiti, and take the ashes and put them in linen rags in the summer, or bishacha de amur gufna, or in katten rags, besisfa in the winter. Viloy, laisa shevaberi, dig seven, lichri shevaberi, dig seven holes, velikva shabisha yalda da arla, and burn in that hole, in those holes, a branch of a young arla vine in each one of those holes. Velinka tokas the chamer biyada, and she should hold a cup of wine in her hand. Velukma maha, she should stand up for one hole, velois vaha, and sit down on the other hole. Velukma maha, velois vaha, go from one hole to the next hole. Vakol chada vachada, and on every hole, as she gets up, she should say, Leimala, we should say to her, Kum mizavich. Viloy laisa samida, they should bring fine flour, the lischa mibhalgala tatei, smear it on the bottom half of her body, Leimala, Kum mizavich. Viloy leisa baita de namisa, bring the ostrich egg, velikle burn it, velisle b'shake the kitna b'kaiti, and put the ashes in linen rags in the summer, or b'shake the amagufna, or in cotton rags b'sisna in the winter. V'loi, lecht ala chavita de chamer l'shma, one should open up a new barrel of wine with having her in mind. V'loi, in that, len ketsharta de m'shtakas b'pum de kudna, chivra, take a barley grain that you find in the dung and the waste of a white mule, inok the chadjoyma, if she holds that in her hands for one day, paska treyoyma, her flow will stop for 2 days, inok the treyoyma, if she holds it for 2 days, paska tlosoyoyma, it'll cause her flow to stop for 3 days, vinok the tlosoyoyma, and if she holds it for 3 days, paska loylam, it'll cause it to stop her flow forever. Li rakna, we learned earlier in Amud Aleph that if somebody's suffering Rechman Slan from jaundice, what he should do is take train b'shikr, take two of these ingredients and mix them with beer, but it will cause meyakar that he should become sterile. Filoi, leiser reisha de shibuta de milcha, the head of a salted shibuta, it's a type of a fish, velishka b'shikra, boil it in beer, velishka and drink it. Filoi, leisa menune de kamtsi, bring the juice of a grasshopper. Vileka menune de kamtsi, if you don't have that type of grasshopper, leisa menune de nikri. Vilaila lebe bunny, take the patient into the bathhouse. Vilishvi, smear this juice on him. Vileka be bunny, if there's no bathhouse available, lukvi bein tanur laguda, put him up between the oven and a wall, and smear the juice on him there. Amar Rav Yochanan, haroitze shechamenu, somebody who wants to warm up the person, so the patient, that he should perspire, you can chenem b'sidinai. You should wrap him up in a sheet. Rav Achba Yosef indeed suffered from this disease. Avalei Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana did the treatment that we just discussed. He wrapped him up in this type of a sheet, v'itzei, and he indeed got cured. V'loi, and if that doesn't work, laisa telosa kapiza tamri persiaisa, bring 3 measures of Persian dates, with telosa kapiza the kira de nishtafi, and 3 kapiza of wax that dripped from an overflowing honeycomb, with telosa kapiza ala teluna, and 3 kapizin of red aloe, v'lishkina b'shikra, boil them in beer, v'lishte, and the patient should drink it. V'loi, if not, leis ele b'chamara, you should bring the young fowl of a donkey, v'liglich m'tziyasa d'resha, shave the middle of the patient's head, v'lishvelei damim apusei, and take blood out of this fowl's forehead, v'loisvei areshe, and put it on the shaved patient's head, v'lezem e'enei, but you should be careful that the blood should not get into the eye of the patient, because it shouldn't cause him chas v'sham to get blind. V'loi, and if not, leisa resha the bark of the manach b'kivsha, should bring a ram's head that has been pickled, v'lishlik b'shikra, boil it in beer, v'lishde, and the patient should drink it. V'loi, leisa dova ach chutrana, he should bring a pimpled, speckled pig, v'likri, and tear it open, v'lois v'alevi, and put it on the patient's heart. V'loi, leisa karta mechavzus de mishri, bring leeks from the middle of the row. Ha'utaya, so says the Gemara, there was indeed an Arab, the Choshbe, that was suffering from jaundice. Amalei le'ganoi, and he told the gardener, shikol glimoi, take my cloak, v'havli mishir dekarti, and give me a row of leeks. Yovlei, the gardener gave it to him, v'ochla, and he ate it. Amalei ushlan glimech, now please lend me your cape, Vignabe Kali, so I could sleep a little in it. Ichre Gonabe, and he wrapped himself in that cape. Kat Ichamam Vakam, when he got hot and he got up. Nofel Porta Portamine, the cloak fell into pieces. Al Gemara just taught us different refuas that they took animals and they used for person who was sick. So the Shem Tzion Balocha discusses why is one permitted to do these things to an animal? Why is this not considered Tzar Bal Chaim? So he quotes the Trumas Hadeshin, who says that animals were created to serve the needs of human beings. A Gemara Masechet Kedushin, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. And therefore, even though we're not allowed to cause pain to an animal, when it's for the benefit of a human being, we are allowed to do it. However, the Trumas Hadeshin says that let's say you need feathers from a bird. It's a midas chassidus not to pull out, he says, feathers from a live bird, because that's axorious, it's cruel. Rather, one should try to wait for the bird to die and then pluck out the feathers. And therefore, the same way, whenever we're doing research, medical research, and we're using animals, we should try, says the Trumas Hadeshin, to do it in the least cruel manner. A, because of Tzar Bal Chaim, and B, because somebody who gets into the habit of treating animals in not a nice fashion makes that he should be also a cruel person. And of course, we want to avoid being that type of an individual. So we learned, Li Rukna, that if somebody's suffering from jaundice, he should take two of these ingredients, train, b'shikra, and mix them with beer and drink it. But mi'akar, unfortunately, what's going to happen is that he's going to become sterile. So of course, the Shem Tzion Balacha says, ask the Gemara Mishari, may somebody do so. For Tanya, it says in the Pasuk, it says in the Braisa, Menayin l'siris ba'odim shuasar, how do we know one may not make a person sterile? Tamaloymer, the Pasuk says, ba'artzachem l'sasu, the Pasuk that discusses that one is not allowed to make an animal sterile says, Umoch v'kosus v'chnosuk v'chorus, you're not allowed to have these types of animals. And such animals, like Sekriva Hashem, should not be brought as a carbon. And the Pasuk continues, Ubis artzachem loisasu, you shouldn't do this in your land. And as the Gemara, teaches us, we know that there are averis that are dependent on Eretz Yisrael, mitzvahs hatluyus ba'aretz, that certain mitzvahs and averis that are connected to Eretz Yisrael. And then we know there are those that are not necessarily connected to the land. Now, the avera of doing this is an avera that has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. So why does the Pasuk, ask the Gemara, use the words, Uba'artzachem loisasu? So the Gemara says, from the word ba'aretz, we're learning that even that anything that's on the aretz, that anything walks on the ground, even non-kosher animals, we may not do siris to. And then that's from the word aretz, and the chem, which means ba'chem, comes to teach us that not only may we not do it to animals, we're not allowed to do it to human beings. So again, ask the Gemara, how could somebody who is not in a situation of sakonas nefashis violate a law in the Torah by drinking this kosher liquor? Answers the Gemara, hani mili, when is it prohibited to castrate a human being? To come a chavin, when that is his intention. Hocha, that's not his intention. His atzmahu, it happens by itself. And since it happens by itself, that's not considered that he did it deliberately, that it should be considered he violated the Isser. Says the Gemara, Domer Rabbi Yochanan, just like says Rabbi Yochanan, we see Haroitzu Shisaris Tanigal. If somebody wants to castrate a rooster, Yito Kabasai, he should take off the crest on top of the rooster, Umastaris Me'elov, and it will become sterile. So we see that if that's not your intention, therefore it's mutter. So of course, the Mefarshim ask that the Pasuk said that there's a mitzvah peri rivia. So besides that, even if we could find an answer that this act that we're talking about is not a violation of Sirus, but why is this not a violation of peer review? And even if we'll say that this person already fulfilled the mitzvah peer review, according to Beis Hillel, he had a boy and a girl. According to Beis Shammai, he had two boys. The pasuk teaches us, pasuk Koheles, b'boik zerah zeracha ula arav al tanach yedecha. And the Gemara Masech the Yevam, Mustaf Samach Beis on Beis, teaches us that a person is obligated to have more children. So Tosis, the very Maskva Tanya, says that this Gemara must be following the opinion that if one already fulfilled the mitzvah peer review, he doesn't have any more obligation. Now, as the Rishonim, that according to Rabbi Huda, that says that Dov Hashenim Eskaven is Osir, so what's the Gemara's teretz that he didn't intend to do it, but it's a Dov Hashenim Eskaven? So you have to say that our Gemara is following the opinion of Reb Shimon that holds that Dov Hashenim Eskaven is Mutter. But ask the Rishonim that even Reb Shimon that holds a Dov Hashenim Eskaven is Mutter holds that a Psik Reisha is Osir. And if this is going to happen, it's Psik Reisha. So what's the Teretz? So that's why the Gemara says the Gemara wasn't satisfied with this Teretz because it's Psik Reisha. Says the Gemara, so you see that you're allowed to do it indirectly. It's not that you're sterilizing the chicken. It's just that the chicken becomes very broken by the fact that it's missing its kabalta. But it's not an act of saris. So we're back to where we started. You wanted to say that an indirect act of saris is usur. Here we're saying that it's usur just as much. So how could you give this patient to drink this potion that will cause him sterility? Says the Gemara, Ella, our Gemara is speaking about an individual who's already a Saurus, who's already sterile. And since he's already sterile, you're not accomplishing anything with this act. Ask the Gemara, V'amar Rav Chibar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakla Moidim, even though the Gemara speaks about a Bechor. This is a Gemara in Masechet Bechoros. The Gemara says that you know that a Bechor is supposed to be given to the Kohen. If the Bechor has a Balmum, then it's, it becomes the property of the Kohen that can be eaten not need to be brought as a Kohen. He could eat it or even sell it. What is the halacha about making a Mum in a Bechor that's already a Baal Mum? So there's a discussion if that's permissible. A machloikus tanoim and masecht b'chayrus daf lamed gimel on the base. But says the Gemara, even though there's a discussion about if you're allowed to make a mum on a b'chor who's already a Baal Mum, everybody agrees by mechametz achem mechametz. The halach is that a carbon mincha may not be made chametz. The Torah says the words, so let's say you already made the Karban Mincha into chametz, and then you do another act that make it into chametz. You're not allowed to do so, even though it's already chametz. Why? Shenemar loisase chametz, loisase chametz. And the Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Nun Hey Amabeis comes to teach us that the reason the pasuk teaches us loisase chametz and loisase chametz to teach us that even though loisase chametz, the food that you have for the Karban Mincha was already chametz, you're still not allowed to make it into more chametz. And similarly, b'masaris acha masaris, if you sterilize a person who's already sterile, shechayiv, that you also chayiv. Shenema, because the pasuk says umor v'chosus v'nosuk v'chorus. You're not allowed to squeeze, crush, detach, or crush, or cut the testicles. So now the question is, im akorus chayiv, if the testicles already have been cut, al nosuk l'koshukain, so you're certainly not allowed to detach them. Why does the Torah have to add this? That even if you did an act of sterilization, of castration, you're not allowed to do another act. Shuchayev. So what's the teretz that the Gemara said that we're allowed to give this person who's suffering from jaundice, the kosher likrim, because he's a soros anyway, you're not allowed to make more. Ella says the Gemara, we're talking here about a sakein who can't have children, and since he's a person that can't have children, therefore you could give him to drink. So the Ramban asks the question, why would I think that somebody who's a soros is allowed to drink the kosher likrim? If we just learned in the Gemara that Masaris Achim Masaris is Osir. So he says that the Gemara and the Havamina thought that Masaris Achim Masaris is Osir only where a person has a desire to still have relations. But a person who's a sterile to the degree that he can't have relations at all, such a person, there's no iser to do soros acha soros. And that's why there's a special limud, that's the way the Rishonim explain, that only a person who has been made sterile by human intervention, there's a din of masaris acha masaris. But a person who came to the degree of zikna is not because he's a soros. He's just unable to have children. And therefore, the Gemara is assuming that such a person, there is no Issa Siris on. Ask the Gemara, but how could you say so? That you could have a situation that even an older individual can have children again. So if an older individual can have children again, so we should have the Issa of doing anything that it can happen. So we should not be allowed to do anything that could cause that person should become sterile. Ella says, the Gemara, we have to be speaking about an Isha, a woman. A woman has no mitzvah of Pur Revu. And as the Miches Chinuch explains, that even though our Gemara is following at this point the opinion of that women have no mitzvah of Pur Revu, because the Torah says, regarding the mitzvah of Pur Revu and Parshas Bereishis, Pruvu umilu sa'aretz v'chevshua, and the Gemara Masechta Yevamah Staf Samachayim Abayis teaches us. From here we learn v'chevshua mi darka lichbash. Who has the characteristic that they go out to war? Men. So only men have the obligation of pruvu. Women don't have that obligation. But certainly says the Miches Chinuch, women have to some degree an obligation of a Pur Revu. A man can't have children without a woman. And therefore, a woman who's able to have children, we're not allowed to do anything to cause her to be sterile. We're referring here to a woman who is already sterile. And since the woman is somewhat sterile, as the Gemara is going to explain, that's why there's no Issa Siris. Otherwise, there is always an Issa of Pur, there's always some level of Pur Revu. Because Rabbi Yochanan and I, we're talking about an older woman. Such a woman is we're allowed to sterilize because she's anyway an akara and she's anyway a zakena. But otherwise, we would not be. And it's a woman. Says the Gris Moshe, based on this Gemara, we see that only the woman who's an akara or zakena, we could give her to drink this potion that could cause sterility. But a woman who is, Baruch Hashem, still able to have children, may not undergo a hysterectomy or any other procedure that will permanently prevent her from having children, unless, of course, as we said earlier, we're dealing, chas v'shalom, with a situation of sakanas nefashos.